Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, our shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewing. And today, we toast the entire country of Belgium. Keep in mind, Belgium's education system is routinely ranked in the top 10 countries in the world. There's about 192 countries. You're doing well. And they perform above average in science, mathematics, reading, all the stuff that you hope your kids do well in. That, however, does not mean that they are smart. Case in point, the food agency in Belgium, they have just issued a seasonal health warning based on a book that recently came out. So the food agency, they have had to explain not to follow the book's advice after several people, adults, mind you, this is not like a TikTok challenge, this is adults, they got sick. Following the book's advice. The book in question is titled, and I'm not making this up, How to Eat Your Christmas Tree. And in this post-Christmas tree season, it seems that a lot of people did not want to compost. They took this book's advice and started making the meals that the book suggested with all the different Christmas tree recipes. The problem is, a lot of these trees are treated with pesticide, etc. And even if that wasn't the case, it's a pine tree. If pine trees were that tasty, we'd eat them all the time. They grow pretty much everywhere. Did you see any pine trees in Africa?
No.
Okay. I've never been anywhere where I've not seen a pine tree. Even when I get to Mexico, between the airport and the hotel, I'm like, I'll be damned. There's a pine tree. So just so you know, don't eat your pine tree, even though there's a book, and it's a legitimate cookbook, How to Eat Your Christmas Tree.
No.
Thank you, Belgium, for the update. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!